I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nebreski of On the Water magazine. Hi, Andy.
How's it going, Steve?
Andy, today we're going to talk about a kind of shellfishing that's a little unusual, going for periwinkles. So let's start with the very basics. When we say periwinkles, we do mean those small snail-like creatures that you find on rocks in the tidal areas, right?
That is correct, and there's billions of them around. Pretty much any place with a rocky beach, you're going to find a ton of these things. They cling to the rocks, they eat the algae off of them, and they're very abundant throughout Cape Cod.
So are there more than one species of periwinkle?
Yeah, there's actually several species that you can find in the local waters here on the Cape. The most common one is called the common periwinkle, also known as the edible periwinkle. And they're the largest species you'll find. But there are two other species. There's a southern periwinkle as well as a marsh periwinkle. But they're all edible. There's no poisonous ones out there.
So I think about a periwinkle as being just everywhere, being ubiquitous up and down the coast. But you were telling me that periwinkles are actually not a native species.
Yeah, it appears that prior to 1850, there wasn't a periwinkle to be found on Cape Cod. And there's a couple different theories about how they got over here. One is that they came in ballast of ships from England or Nova Scotia. Some people believe they might have been transported over here by people, who were familiar with eating periwinkles and they were looking for a sustainable food source that they could start here. And in desperate times, they could always have some periwinkles. So whatever the case was, they are not native around here. They're an invasive species, and they're actually quite good eating.
Let's talk about collecting tips. I imagine once you find a good location, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is not rocket science. You're going to find a rocky area, preferably go in a lower tide so there's more exposed rocks. And, a good-sized rock will have 10 or 15 of these things clinging on them, and you just kind of scurry along and look for the biggest ones. Don't waste your time with the little ones. Scoop them up and throw them in a bucket.
So you go out collecting and you get yourself a little bucket full of periwinkles and you bring them home. And how do we go about preparing them? Do we have to soak them? Do we have to rinse them? What are you going to do?
Basically, you can cook them as is, and it doesn't take very long to cook them. You don't want to overdo them. The most common way to do it is very simply just steam them open, a little salt in the water, cover just enough water to cover them, steam them for, maybe 3-4 minutes, and you pry them out with a toothpick, and you remove the little foot, it's called the operculum, little piece of shell on the bottom. Serve them like you would with steamers, just some little dish of melted butter, and basically you suck them down whole. They're quite tasty.
So you serve them in the shell?
That's correct. You could also, if you had a lot of them, you could steam up a big batch and remove all the meat, which you could then use for basically anything that you would use clams for. You can make a chowder, you can make fritters out of them. But generally, it's more done as just a simple appetizer. I would describe them as tasting very similar to a good steamer. They're very sweet, they're fresh, they're salty.
Now, before I let you go, you told me that you're relatively new to foraging and preparing periwinkles. So tell us, how did you find your way into this?
Yeah, that's correct. I was out this spring, and I've always known that they were edible. I've heard of people eating them. But I was fishing in the Cape Cod Canal one morning. It was low tide, and there was not a fish to be found anywhere in that canal. So I started looking around, and I said, hey, why not? So I put the fishing rod down, filled up a little baggie, and brought them home, cooked them up, and I've been hooked ever since.
Andy Nebreski, thanks for taking us on an unusual little side trip on the fishing news this week.
Absolutely. It's always good to be here. And go get yourself some periwinkles. They're good.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. For WCAI, I'm Steve Junker.